So we use this weapon. We don't shoot the devil with a gun. Amen. A sword or a knife or punching. I know we used to rap before, we talk about how we beat the devil. Like, we ain't really just beat him up. I mean, we just making metaphors. But we deal with him through prayer and praise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. When you believe in God for something and you need that thing to come to pass. And let me tell you what the devil, let me tell you what he'll do. You set your faith out, amen. And you believe in God for gas money for the week, amen. You need $80 and you need it by Thursday, amen. You need it by Friday, amen. And you believe in God for it. The enemy will come and he'll whisper into your ear, it's not gonna work this time. You ain't gonna get it this time. Now let me tell you something. Now it's very important that you watch the words that come out of your mouth. When he comes and speaks into your ear, and he whispers us into your ear, immediately you need to go to the words and but the word says, amen. And then what do you do? You begin to praise God. Oh Lord, I just thank you. Lord, you're so good. Now listen, I told God here just not too long ago. I said, Lord, there ain't never been a time that you have failed me. I mean, you always come through for me. And I start recounting the times that God done came through. You came through me on this situation, and you came through for me on this situation. I remember when I was right here, you came through. I remember when you supplied this need. I remember when you did that. Lord, you ain't never let me down. So I praise you. So in this situation right here, I'm going to praise. Now, the Bible says take no thought. That's how you take no thought. I ain't worried about how it's going to happen. Ain't up to me. Amen. That's right. I believe. Let me give you a key. When you believe in God for something, you get your scripture, you sow your seed, and you pray the prayer of faith. From then on out, I believe I receive. Lord, I believe I receive my healing. Lord, I believe I receive that money. I mean, just as many times you can think, is that hard to say? I mean, just as many times you think, every time you think, but Lord, I believe I receive my children saved. Lord, I just believe it. I receive it. It's mine. It's mine right now. So, let me tell you something. Back when I told you about my liver, and way back I went to the, we had a doctor in the basement. Me and Tori, we really liked that doctor. She moved to Memphis. We just got to know her. And we were like, this is going to be our doctor right here. And after she died, you know, treated me the first time, she moved up, just left. I'm like, oh, why knock that? But anyway, she ran some tests, and I work in the medical field, but you know, I don't really pay attention to it. You know what I'm saying? and she said, Mr. Jones, you got some elevated anomalies. I just brushed it off. You know, this has been 2-3 years ago. I just brushed it off. You know, whatever. Hey, amen. And Tori said, Therese, you need to get that checked out. You know, whatever. And so I guess about a year ago, I got another test done. And they said, like, Mr. Jones, you got some elevated numbers. We really need you to get that checked out. And so Tori stayed on me about 8, 9, 10 months. Therese, you need to go get that checked out. You need to go to your doctor. You need to get that checked out. And I finally, she got set me down. Look at these numbers, Therese. This means that. Look, you need to look that up and see what that means. And so, let me go get this checked out. I will. But see, for years, I mean, I can't tell you how long. I mean, for years, every day, every day, by his stripes, I'm healed. Amen. I'm talking about every day. I cover my family in prayer. I cover them in the blood. I cover them in favor. I cover them with healing scripture. Every day. I take it like medicine every day. I mean, just all throughout the day. Lord, I thank you that my body is healed and we live in divine health. Over and over and over and over again. So when I did go to the doctor and we faxed him the sheets, you know, from the previous thing, he's looking at the numbers. He's like, you know what? This could be liver disease. And they were like, I heard him talking. I said, okay. I hear what you're saying. I heard him talking. So when I got back to the house, I called Tori and I said, you know, this is what he said. This right here, this right here, this right here. So I knew I had to take a faith plan of action. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? So I didn't just get, you know, a lot of people pray too fast. I ain't just, okay, this is what he said. I get in the car. In the name of Jesus. I can't get up with those. In the name of Jesus. No, I ain't do that. No. I took my time. I listened to the Lord. Okay, Lord, what you saying about this situation? It was about 2 days later after I talked to the doctor. I was reading a couple of scriptures and God said, this is the scripture I want you to stand on. Then he let me, and this is the scripture I want you to stand on. This is the scripture. I said, I got it. Okay. So I just began to meditate that word and confess that word. And I think I told you when I told my testimony, way back I had a gallbladder surgery and it used to make my stomach hurt right there. But one of the one of the things of liver disease is that you have abdominal pain. Now, I ain't had no abdominal pain in, Lord have mercy, 10 years. What you think happened? Had abdominal pain. They'll say, yeah, see, you got that liver disease. You got it. Mm-mm, not really. So you know, the Bible said, you know, he said, sing psalms and spiritual songs and spirit. I just sang my healing. Oh, by his stripes, I'm healed. Oh, yes, I'm healed. By his stripes, Therese Jones is healed. Now, I don't know why I come out country western. It just come out that way. It don't matter what the devil say. I'm healed today by his stripes. I'm healed. It ain't got to rhyme. It ain't got to make sense. The Bible says singing psalms, spiritual songs, and hymns. You use your weapons that he has given to you. That's a weapon that he's given to you. And I praise him. I thank him. I didn't thank him. I thank him. Amen. I said, Jesus, I thank you. Amen. Praise God. And so, I thank him. I'm telling you, I thank him. Amen. And so we got a letter in the mail from the doctor. And Tony said, it's a letter from your doctor. And you know the devil said, this is it right here. He finna say, you need to come in and bring a bag of clothes. They got to do surgery, everything. She opened it up and it said, Mr. Jones, I am well pleased with your test results. I said, nine. Amen. Praise God. We use the weapons that he has given us. He has given us praise. Songs and spirituals. You sing, you can sound like Brother Lewis. It don't matter. Sing anyway. Ain't that right, Brother Lewis? Amen. Oh, y'all hear Brother Lewis over that corner. It'll like, hold up, that's my husband. Amen. Okay. All right, make him finna do it. You can sing like Bo. Make it like, that's my man. Amen. You ain't got to sound good. Do what God said do. Amen. So, You figure out what you're going through. What you're going through? What you believe in God for? Begin to praise him for it. The Bible says, believe that you have received it and you will have it. Believe that you have received it. Come on, believe that you have received it. You already got it. I mean, you act like you already got it. Amen. I'm telling you, when me and Tori was believing God for that house, I mean, we walked through that thing. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. And we danced around. We thanked God for it again. Amen. And I mean, every day, Lord, thank you. It's so good to have the house. You're so faithful, Father God. We ain't signed out the first paper, the first. But we have already received it. Sure enough, the enemy came, sit right there on your shoulder. Now, you know this ain't going to happen, and you know this going to happen. I'm telling you, situation will turn, it'll turn, and it'll look like it was the worst thing that ever happened. It'll look like it wasn't going to happen.